Good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would love to include your opinion. To start, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yep.
Thank you very much. And are you at least 18 years of age?
Yep.
Thank you. Now, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
I think it's the violence in the state.
Thank you very much. And what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
I think the uncaring. People don't care.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. And what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota in specific?
I don't know about that.
Something that comes to your mind that you would like to highlight?
It must have to do with the wolves.
With the what, I'm sorry?
With the wolves. You know, people wanting to get rid of the wolves. The wild wolves.
Oh. Okay, so, wildlife?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, using a scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Manufacturing?
What's the question again?
Yes, using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Medical manufacturing? Mining?
Ooh, poor.
Forest products?
What was that?
Forest products?
Fair.
Thank you. Electric utilities?
They're doing a better job. What's the one up from, step up from fair?
Good.
Good.
Thank you. Agriculture and farming?
Good.
Refining?
Poor.
Thank you very much. Now, how would you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups doing managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? Forest and timber industries. We're using the same scale, by the way.
Okay. I think that's good.
Environmental groups? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor. That's our scale.
I'm good.
Thank you. U.S. Forest Service?
Fair.
Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
Sometimes they're not so hot either. Fair.
Thank you. County Land Departments?
That is.
Okay, that's fine. And how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
I think it's very important.
Thank you. And how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
I'd say somewhat significant.
Thank you. Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
Oh, it depends on what company. Some companies do a really good job and some not so hot. Step under same as.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, do you think that there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forest today than in the 1970s? Thank you. And do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
Yes.
And what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
I think it has an impact.
So how should I record that? Positive, no impact?
I don't know if it's a positive impact.
Or negative.
why don't you put negative?
Okay, thank you. Now, do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
Not.
Thank you. And do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, and county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not? And some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests to use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Why do you have to do something? Yes.
Thank you. And do you feel that it is appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forest or to use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
I'd say not.
Okay, thank you. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry?
A little bit.
And we do have the options of yes or no. How should I record that?
Yes, I've heard of them.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group?
I give them money. Does that count?
Oh, we do have a question. Nice. Right now, we just want to know if you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group. Thank you. And now we have that one. Do you donate money to environmental causes?
Yes.
Thank you. Now for something different, but before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
I'd say significant.
Thank you. And like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs?
Support.
Thank you very much. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry's workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200 plus hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform people or young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and the diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest, and forest industries?
Oh, I've heard Wisconsin doesn't do such a hot job. But we do need to help. We need to get that industry moving, so I'd support that.
Thank you very much. Now I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. The first one is create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills.
Support
or oppose? Those are our options. The next one is increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed in the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities.
Approve.
Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Approve.
And finally, get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide.
Approve.
Thank you very much. Now, finally, these last few questions are about you and your household. This is just for statistical purposes. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
12.
Thank you. And what is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, or 65 plus?
63.
Thank you very much. And how would you describe the community you live in? Is it a large city, urban, suburban, small town, or farm or rural?
It's not rural. I mean, it's suburban.
Thank you. Now, is your annual household income less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, 75?
I think my taxes last year were $21,000.
Okay. Thank you. And do you consider yourself, or do you consider your political views liberal / progressive, moderate, or conservative? And now, which one of the following categories would you put your job or business? Is it manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government?
At the moment, I'm unemployed.
Okay, thank you. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself a male, female, or something else? Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful night.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.